Good evening, everyone. Welcome to National Liberty Alliance's weekly conference call. Today is Monday, October 8th, 2018. Boy, time is flying, huh? We broadcast live every Monday from 9 p.m. Eastern till midnight. If you're listening live over our radio or another network and you would like to ask a question or make a comment, our call-in number is 605-475-3250. And our access code is 449-389-pound. If anyone would like to email us a question, you can send your questions to questions, it's plural, questions, at nationallibertyalliance.org. Also, please support our business partners. You can find their banners on the right-hand side of our website, of which the proceeds go to support NLA's effort to save America. Also, please support NLA by donating $5 a month or more. Click on our donation tab on the top right-hand side of our website and give what you can. You know, we're completely supported by the widow's mite, I think you might say, your $5 donation. So, look, if anybody can afford more, that'd be great. But everyone should be able to afford at least $5. We appreciate it. And it keeps us going. We've got a lot of work to do. Okay, let's go into the scriptures. Tonight's scriptures are going to be picking back up in the Gospel of John, chapter 6. I think, I'm not sure exactly where we ended, but I'm going to pick up on verse 52 and read to the end of the chapter, which is 71. So I'll pick up at 52, where the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So let me go back one verse so we kind of recap it, where the Lord said, "I am the living bread which cometh down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Okay, and I believe that's where we ended last week. So the Jews therefore strove among them, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" And then Jesus said unto them, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you." And of course, that identifies with his sacrifice and his life as an example, and the work that he did in his life. "Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth of the bread, this bread, shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogues as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, 'This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?'